First, the bad news. There's a werewolf on the loose. But don't worry, there's good news. You've narrowed the werewolf down to 4 suspects and you've taken a hair sample from each. Alas, more bad news. Your clumsy lab assistant has mixed up the hair samples. Each bag now contains hair from multiple suspects, hopelessly mingled together. If a bag tests positive, you'll know one of those suspects is the werewolf, but not which one it is. Further bad news, your assistant can only find 2 testing kits. It's 11 p.m., and the tests take 50 minutes to develop, so you've got to choose 2 bags to test right now. How can you use 2 tests to identify the werewolf before midnight? Now you may not believe it, but that werewolf business was a work of fiction. That's right. The vivid details, the photorealistic illustrations, the highly plausible names, all deceptions. In truth, there is no werewolf, no clumsy assistant, and unless you know something I don't, no bags of hair. Rather, this scenario comes, and here's the best news of all from a new book I've been working on. Ladies and gentlemen, assistants and werewolves, welcome to Puzzle Planet. I am ludicrously excited about this one. I've spent 2 years gathering puzzles, polishing puzzles, theorizing about the nature of puzzles, and foisting puzzles upon friends, strangers, and unsuspecting spouses. I find that after enough puzzle foisting, unsuspecting spouses eventually become suspecting ones. Now, it is my sincere hope to foist these puzzles upon you. If you're interested, you can sign up here to help me playtest material for this upcoming book. You have questions, have you? Then I have answers, have I? What kinds of puzzles? Here are the ways I've described them in recent months to strangers, most of them friendly, and to friends, most of them strange. A playable. A game-like. A mathy. Not like school mathy. A hands-on. A dive intoable. Accessible to middle schoolers. Requiring non-zero thought from math professors. Intended to give you, if only briefly, the maddening joy of being stuck. Who do you want as playtesters? Anyone willing, but I'm especially eager to recruit. 1, young'uns from ages 7 to 17. 2, math teachers who want to try the puzzles with their classes. And 3, other puzzle fans of the sort who might buy the eventual book. How will the playtesting work? You fill out a form letting me know you're interested. I email you a PDF with puzzles to enjoy at your leisure. You give feedback via a Google form. Your collective generosity and wisdom help me to clarify confusing bits, fine-tune difficulty levels, cull inferior puzzles, spotlight superior ones, and sprinkle playtesters, insight and wit throughout the text. The final book glows with your contributions. Puzzle love sweeps the world. Earth enters a new golden age. Cities smell of rose and cardamom. Human and dog develop a mutually intelligible language and pen joint works of philosophy. That sort of thing. All thanks to you. When can I expect these puzzles? Starting later this month. They'll come in batches. I want to stagger playtesting so I can incorporate feedback and iterate my way to the best version of each puzzle. What's the answer to that werewolf one? Have you tried it already? No. Then no spoilers. Okay, I've tried it now. What's the answer? So when you test 2 bags, there are 4 possible outcomes. 1, both positive, 2, both negative, 3, only the first is positive, and 4, only the second is positive. We need each of those outcomes to signify a different suspect, which means we need our suspect's hair to appear, respectively, 1 in both bags, 2 in neither bag, 3 only in the first bag, and 4 only in the second bag. One solution, test AD and BD. The other solution, equally valid, test BC and BD. Cool, can I have another sample puzzle? Sure, that's what I've been saying, just sign up here. Always absolutely love your sense of humor and great mathematical lessons. Keep up the great work. Slightly smiling face, Jean Lazzarini. So exciting. My grandson and I loved testing for your math games with Bad Drawings book. I've already forwarded this to HIM and to a few elementary school math teachers I volunteer for Those Kids Love Puzzles. I give them puzzles every week. Should be a great book. What I love about the werewolf puzzle is how cleanly it rewards a change in viewpoint. At first, it feels like a story problem about bags of hair, but the real move is to realize you are designing 4 distinct outcome signatures from 2 yes-no tests. The jump from which bags should I test? 2, I need 1 suspect in both bags, 1 in neither, 1 only in the first, and 1 only in the second, is exactly the kind of elegant restructuring that makes a puzzle memorable. Choosing AD and BD is satisfying not because it is complicated, but because it makes the whole space of possibilities snap into focus at once. That is a rare puzzle virtue. The solution feels both surprising and inevitable. If this example is representative of Puzzle Planet, then the book is aiming at something much better than routine cleverness. It is aiming at puzzles that teach you how to think without ever sounding like they are teaching. So true, insightful, I have no email. But I like the 75.25 games. It inspired me to create new games, under 25 years old. This sounds like a really fun playtesting process, especially because the feedback will actually shape the final puzzles. I like that you are including kids, teachers, and puzzle fans, since those groups will five-letter words probably notice very different things about clarity and difficulty. I really enjoyed the idea of turning mathematical thinking into a puzzle rather than simply presenting a problem to solve. The visual approach makes the concepts feel much more approachable, and I can see why this would be engaging for students who normally find traditional math exercises intimidating. It's a great reminder that curiosity can be just as important as getting the right answer. Good job! Your books are so funny! Loved the werewolf puzzle. Took me a minute to wrap my head around it, but the solution was so satisfying. Just signed up to playtest. Really looking forward to the book.